This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woo indeed. We're back. What's up? What's happening? Hoffman back with you on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Odyssey app, and streaming live. Hello, on YouTube. We can move this water bottle out of the way. We don't need that in the shot. Sit over there. Back from Los Angeles. I'm ready to go. We're here. We're doing it. But your boy's jet-lagged. There's no telling what'll come out of my mouth over the next 3 hours. So let's have some fun. Anthony, You had some fun with Doc Walker the last couple of days. We also did talk to each other. I actually did do the show for 30 minutes while I was out in Los Angeles, which was just a comedy of errors coming together there. That was not something that we planned on doing. I did tell you guys if there was big Terry news, I would join. And Terry, there was big Terry news, but I was supposed to be joining Doc instead. Doc had a situation he had to deal with after Rooster. By the way, I'm glad Rooster's back. Glad that guy's feeling better. And I wound up doing a half hour of the show. So it's not like I haven't seen you in a full week. It's not like we haven't talked. But how was your week with Doc?
The week was good. Rooster's over there giving me a side eye because he's also just as confused as to why you were, why you did 30 minutes of the show. The week was good though.
You can tell him in a break if he really wants to stick around. You can explain to him the whole situation.
Yeah.
Is this his first day back?
Second.
Okay.
Hold on. Were you here yesterday? He was here yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
I was like, I wasn't. I was on a plane yesterday. Coming back from Los Angeles. A flight that actually went well, unlike some of the other flights. Maybe we'll get into plane stories later on in the show. Is he wanting to talk?
Yeah, he's trying to. I don't think he knows how to work his board in there, though.
I mean, he does. You got to just turn his
board
on.
How to work the board. I didn't want to interrupt the show. I was trying to clarify with you. Hi, Craig, by the way.
Hi, afternoon. Chris.
Craig, I was really, really sick on Tuesday.
I heard.
Really sick. It was not a pretty sight.
I heard.
I worked from home on Wednesday, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I did the show every day.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. You're on vacation. You're on vacation. God bless
right.
you. God love you.
Right.
You are smarter than me. The bottom line is,
bottom line.
I did the show. I didn't just return yesterday, as Antoine said. This is Antonio's shot.
Antoine's in France. Antonio's in Spain.
Oh,
this is Anthony.
Well, whatever. This is his cheap attempt at trying to level out the playing field because I bust his chops about how many vacation days he takes.
I don't take that many. Oh, my God.
Doesn't take that many. He's a man entitled to vacation. So were you.
Craig.
And you're entitled to sick days.
Yes, but I wasn't entitled to anything. I literally could not even, sit straight. I mean, I was hurting. I was hurting on Tuesday.
I heard. Look, I'll peel back the curtain a little bit here. I got a text from CK, our boss.
Oh, come on.
On Tuesday.
I mean,
saying,
really?
Just do the show from home because you were not having a good time and the studio was unusable.
Well, you were in Los Angeles.
He forgot because he was dealing with having to pick up whatever he was having to pick up.
Yeah. So
I responded, I'm not doing the show at all. Like I'm in LA, but text Anthony and Doc.
Yeah.
And then because Doc had internet stuff and whatever, I wanted, instead of being a guest hit at 5 o'clock, I just did 30 minutes on Terry McLaurin because I had nothing else to do.
Well, it's very sweet of you. Number one, number two, welcome back.
Thanks.
I heard you had some travel logistical nightmares, but nothing could approach the nightmare that I had on Tuesday. So yes, that part is true. Me being out all week, me not doing shows, that is
I don't think Anthony. That Anthony said that.
That's what he basically intimated. He said he just got back or, you know.
I thought your first show was yesterday.
Yeah,
I was
an innocent mistake, Chris.
I've done the show every day this week.
Okay, I apologize.
I have punched the clock.
I apologize, Chris Russell.
This really hit a nerve.
I mean, everyone else took off. The Rooster survived All-Star Week. Thank God for Terry and Von Miller. Thank God.
Yeah. And Art Monk, too.
And Art Monk, too, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, sorry to butt into your radio show there.
It's all right. Just 7 minutes down, 2 hours, 53, go.
But who's counting?
Me. It's Friday. Look, I know I ain't been here all week, but it's still Friday afternoon. Chris Russell, everybody. 1 to 4, every day that he literally can. Because that's just the way he is. Where were we, Anthony?
We were welcoming you back to this time slot.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That was some welcome I just got from multiple people. Anyway, I'm back. I'm excited to be here. There's plenty to talk about. We were going to do more on the McLaurin thing to open, but I'll save that for the next segment because we only have so much time. I'll just say this real quick. Of all the weeks that I could have been out and for all the people that I could have had in for me, we actually really lucked out on the timing of this, which totally coincidental. We obviously did not know what was going to happen. But the fact that Doc was in all week on a week where Art Monk gets the announcement that his number's retired, like I have a connection with Art. We both went to Syracuse. Let's go Orange. Let's go Orange. And I've met Art. He actually used to, when he was in this area before he moved to Florida, and I don't know if you know this, but he lived in Reston, which is where I used to live. And we crossed over for about like a month probably at the gym that I first was a member at and then ultimately wound up working at. And so I met Art Monk at the gym, and like he could not have been nicer. But I was basically like, hey, I'm new to town. I actually just joined at the time ESPN 980 as the beat reporter. I just wanted to say hi. Like, I hopefully have the chance to talk to you, talk some football later. He's like, I'm so happy you did. Like, thanks so much. I don't know about the talking thing because I'm actually about to move to Florida. But, like, if I can ever be of help, like, let me know. And could not have been nicer. Just a gentleman is all the stories that I've ever heard. You know, you hear that like, oh, he's not a guy that's out there as much as a guy like Gary, who I know you guys had on yesterday, and we'll play that Terry McLaurin bite that Gary Clark said in a second, because, boy, that was interesting. But the fact that we had Art on the show, and, like, I would have loved to talk to Art and have that interview, but the fact that he got to do it with Doc, one of his former teammates, the fact that y'all were able to have Gary Clark on, the fact that Doc was able to give his perspective on a guy who is one of the most underrated players probably in NFL history. Like, Art Monk is truly one of the great wide receivers this game has ever seen. And I am sad that I wasn't there to, like, give my take, if you will, my appreciation. I will do it now. This is so well-deserved. It is very overdue. And he's not the only one. Like, John Riggins, on down the list, there will be more of this, as there should be. But, man, to have Doc on, this week, I couldn't have worked out better. So I'm happy that everyone listening that did get to listen, or frankly, if you didn't get the chance to listen, I'm glad that Doc was in for that. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to Doc with Art, Doc with Gary Clark, et cetera, then check out Shameless Plug for what is essentially my podcast, but obviously that's where the show goes. So the Hoffman Show podcast, you can check out what Doc had to say about Art Monk all week, as well as what Doc had to say about anything else that you want interest in. But we now will focus on the here and now with some thoughts. I've had more time to sit and simmer. I did the 30 minutes earlier this week on Terry on the day that he spoke, but I've had some time to sit and simmer with it. And also I want to bring up some numbers as well, not just wide receiver numbers, but quarterback numbers and why that's relevant to Terry's contract negotiation. We'll also talk about the Von Miller stuff. We have amazing guests today. Clinton Yates, Sabrina Merchant for sure are on the show. Yates talking MLB All-Star, Sabrina WNBA All-Star, as well as some of the league surveys and things that her and Ben Pickman have been doing at The Athletic. Super interesting stuff. We also are hopefully going to have Kaylin Kaler back on the show, which is funny because that's the second straight show for me that she's been on, but she was on last week, my last show, because her and Don Van Natta and Pablo Torre have continued to report on the Lloyd Howell situation. Howell resigned as the executive director of the NFLPA last night. So Kaylin has been breaking news today. If she can stop breaking news, she has agreed to join the show. She's just currently working on stuff. So we're kind of operating on a floating timeline with Kaylin. But so we'll get Clinton coming up at 4:30. Talk Terry next. Lots more stuff to talk about today as well. Happy to be back here on the Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and you can watch the show on YouTube at the Team 980. So Terry McLaurin spoke on Tuesday, and that obviously started a nice wave of conversations about Terry's contract, team side versus the Terry's side, the agent's side, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's been interesting to listen to some of the talk around this, because getting kind of people around the league's perspectives, and also it's not just like whose side are you on? You know, I saw like a Booger McFarland. I didn't even click on the video, but like, Booger, get it done. That was like the headline from the ESPN alert that I got. But you also like open yourself up to new information. And I have been talking a lot about why this contract is complicated through the lens of Terry's age, but also the length, and why if I was Adam Peters, I would be trying to maintain flexibility by the time that I not only have to sign Jaden Daniels to what will be the most expensive contract in NFL history, if things go right, because that means he's continued to be awesome, but also hopefully Mike Sainer still and others. And you will then also, because they don't have a ton in-house right now, like you're going to have to continually sign free agents, and keeping the flexibility of not having these massive, massive cap hits is an important thing to do. But the more I've thought about it and the more I've listened to smart people, the less I think that Adam Peters' side of this or the team side of this has like a real point there on the pure finances of it. In terms of cap space and what the projections are in terms of Terry's decline, like that's a different conversation. And that's one that I also don't if I'm being honest, I don't see the team side of it. I don't want to be paying Terry McLaurin $30 million a year in his age 34 season. Like that's just not a season. Even if Terry doesn't have a ton of tread on the tires, like you're not getting this Terry McLaurin in 4 years. That just is not how if you do, then like, holy crap, more power to Terry. But like, you're clearly not guaranteeing money in the fourth year. You're trying to have the flexibility to get out after three, probably, which is my, if I had to guess, is one of the big sticking points, is how much money is guaranteed. Like, is it a 4-year deal on paper that plays as a 3-year, or is it a 3-year deal on paper that plays as a 2-year, where the third year wouldn't be unreasonable if Terry is still great, or you're signing an extension that says like, hey, we're going to let you retire a commander. We're going to bring down your cap number in year 3 / year 1 of the new deal. So you do an extension after 2 and that, but like you'll get more money overall. So like, let's say the third year has, let's go 12 million for easy math, right? Let's say it's a 3-year 90 million or 3-year $93 million deal. That's 31 a year, AAV number, but guarantees it's basically 30 in the first year, 30 in the second. And, let's say it gets 12 in the third. So now you're saying, okay, you got 12 guaranteed. You make $30 million if we just kept you on this deal. Let's extend it another 2 years, but we're going to bring your average down to like $18 million a year for your final 3 years. You get a little bit of new money, but your cap number comes down and everybody wins, because otherwise we're just going to cut you. And yeah, you get some money from us, but you're not going to get as much. You're not going to get that $30 million on the open market. And I don't even know that you're going to get that $18 million on the open market for as many years as we're willing to give you. Yada, yada, yada. So all the finances aside here, or not all the finances aside, all those finances explained, you get into, well, okay, well, why do you back off the cap restrictions? What is Jaden's contract not what you think it's going to be? And it's like, actually, I forgot something. And I will credit Robert Mays and the Athletic Football Show for reminding me of this. And I'm ashamed. I'll use that word, ashamed, that I did not think of this, which is in the first years of most quarterback contract extensions, they don't have high cap numbers. And so if you're looking at it from the structure side of it, if you're looking at it for how is Jaden Daniels' contract going to work, let's, for instance, take a look at Josh Allen's contract. So in 2025, now Josh Allen is set to have a cap hit of just $36 million. This is on a contract where the AAV is 55. He's 36 this year, $36 million, which is just 13% of the cap. Now, next year, he has the most significant of the real years of his contract. So for full reference here, on paper, Allen's contract is 6 years, $330 million. Jaden's will probably be six, close to $400 million by the time he does this a couple years from now, if not higher, if they don't do some kind of Mahomesian 10 years, $500 million, whatever, right? But if he sticks with kind of the same type of thing that Lamar has done, that Josh Allen has done, kind of your more standard contract, 6 years, $330 million with a $56 million signing bonus, $147 million guaranteed at signing, $250 in the total guarantees, and an AAV of 55. So with that, in year one, it's 36 against the cap, 13%. His second year is actually the most expensive real year in terms of cap percentage, at least to what the projections say. 2026, Josh Allen will make $56 million against the cap at 18% of the salary cap. So that's significant. That is a big number. But then that number drops to 15% and 16% in the next 2 years at $53 and $59 million before an $86 million cap hit in 2029 that Josh Allen absolutely will not count against for the Buffalo Bills. At that point, they will restructure his deal and figure out how to basically wind down his career in Buffalo at much more appropriate cap numbers. So that is how that will go down. And so if we know that buys an extra year essentially for the Commanders, the next consideration would be in terms of the money being available is who else are they going to have to sign? Well, Anthony, answer me this. How many players on the Commanders roster right now do you think will get multi-year contracts from the Commanders that are not a part of the last two draft classes? So you weren't drafted by Adam Peters, and you will sign a multi-year contract extension with the Commanders.
Probably just one. Juan Martin?
Yeah, I think that's probably correct. Let me pull up a depth chart just to make sure.
Cosme just got paid.
So. Yeah, Cosme already got his. So he would be the other one, and obviously he's gotten his. Daron Payne is probably the best player that would be under consideration here that's not Terry.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that he's going to get a multi – I guess he could get a multi-year extension if he balls out this year. But I don't know that that's going to be the case considering what they signed Kinlaw for and Johnny Newton's already in place. So is B-Rob? Like, probably not. He's a running back.
Yeah.
Receiver, there's none of the receivers outside of Terry. Debo, I guess, could get a 2 year, but I feel like he's going to be on essentially rolling 1 year contracts. You sign him to a 1+1 with an extension, whether it's a team option, player option, that'll all be figured out. But like Debo's never getting top 10 receiver money again in his career. He's just not. He's past that point. Tight end, like they just signed Bates, but it's not big money. Offensive line, they will have to figure out Tunsil, and that could be a big one. So I'll give them that.
Maybe our center, Biadasz.
Biadasz, at some point will get an extension, but I don't know that he's going to be like one of the five highest paid linemen.
Yeah.
Tunsil's the one that's going to be interesting. They already signed Cosme, but again, like they have Coleman, Connerly on cost control contracts. So the money spending on the offensive line, there's plenty of room there. None of the D linemen are going to get massive, massive deals. Luvu, I don't think linebacker money's not significant, even if he does get a multi-year extension. Bobby's playing year to year. And then in the secondary, like Lattimore, I don't think is going to get another huge contract here. None of the other corners are either old enough or good enough. And then there's Quan. So that's it.
Yeah.
Like there is not like, and that goes back to thinking about what free agency has been the last couple of years, right? Like they got to sign free agents. They're going to have to sign a ton of free agents because they're doing a ton of the year to year stuff. And I get it, but like big free agents aren't hitting the market because all the really, really good players are re-signing with their incumbent teams. So unless a guy's hell bent on not getting out and that team for whatever reason doesn't use the franchise tag, the idea that you're going to spend all this cap space on big time free agents doesn't feel like that's where the league is. And so at that point, I guess this actually is a nice lead into like what Gary said about Terry and comparing him to Art Monk of like, we're quibbling over a couple million for the heart and soul of the team. And this is where, like, I wish that Adam Peters, like, it's bad form, to be clear, for Adam Peters to come out in the press and say why he's not willing to do it or to negotiate in the press or to tell us the numbers. I wish they would leak it because I want to know because I'm curious. And there is a possibility, there is a situation where Terry's agent is asking for something that is just like, no, man, we're not doing that for whatever reason. But if it's even like, would you pay Terry McLaurin $33 million a year, considering the cap sheet, considering what he's been? Like, I kind of think I would, which leads to Gary Clark saying this about Terry to Doc yesterday on the show.
Terry, each season he's gotten better and better and better. And I don't care that he's 30 years old. So what? I mean, he's still balling. I mean, he's balling, and I get it from the one standpoint, but what I do hope is that they get Terry signed. Because Terry and Jaden together, that's something hard to deal with. I know we got some help that came in this year. I know we got some help. We traded. We got some help to come in. But Terry, it'd be like losing Art Monk.
I mean, I don't know how much higher praise you get than that. Art Monk, HOF. And by the way, that's from Gary Clark, who is a two-time Super Bowl champ, all-pro, multiple-time Pro Bowler. So I'm sure Adam is like, Gary, no! And again, I will hold out that there is a reason that this isn't done. As much as I love Terry, I would pay Terry a lot of money. I feel like I would have had this thing done probably because I'm a bad general manager in this situation. I'd be like, sure, Terry, whatever you want. But I just refuse to think that, like, Adam Peters is a moron. And I think that's the part where sometimes we as fans, when or people on the outside who don't have all the information, whether it's fans, media, whatever, is it's really easy to be like, get the deal done. But, like, we don't have all the information. And we can't be like, oh, Adam Peters is really smart. Adam Peters, in Adam we trust. And then the second he doesn't do exactly what we would do, be like, that guy's lost it. So Terry means a lot to the organization. Adam knows that. Terry's an awesome football player. Adam knows that. I don't know what the disconnect is, but I do think when I think about the window and some of the things that I thought might be holding this deal up, they actually, once you think about how the math works and the situation, and the last factor I'll add in is, look at the Von Miller signing. This team wants to win now. You are not going anywhere without Terry. Now, maybe that means Terry's agent is like, guess what? You're not going anywhere without my guy, so pay up. And Adam is like, how much? Like, what? You're already asking for... And by the way, as Garrett Wilson signs, that helps Terry. As TJ Watt signs and the price of non-quarterbacks goes up, I think that helps Terry. But ultimately, like, they got to come to a deal. And I still think this will get done. I very much hope this gets done quickly. And I will. The last thing I'll say is I would guess Adam is very motivated to get this done by Tuesday, because that is their opening press conference, I believe, is Tuesday. And if I'm Adam Peters, the last thing I want to do is answer 10 Terry McLaurin questions on the eve of my season. What is supposed to be a season where my superstar young quarterback is going to lead us back to the playoffs and we start opening a Super Bowl window. Like, that's the goal. And so if I'm them, I'm highly motivated to get a deal done this weekend. We'll see if it actually does. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, we will be joined by ESPN's Clinton Yates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're also now live on iHeart and TuneIn as well. So basically, if you can listen to audio on your phone, we're there. Clinton Yates, you can listen to him on the ESPN app. That's where you find Clinton and friends. You are back in your LA studio. I am back in DC. We were actually in opposite places most of this week. It was very bizarre for me to walk past the LA Live ESPN 710 LA studios and be like, nope, my friend is not there. Yep. And it could have been a day, Clinton, had you not been at the MLB All-Star Game in Atlanta. There was like massive Commanders news with Terry speaking that day. I could have been in studio with you, sitting in a chair that's now 3 feet from you and 3,000 miles away from me.
You know, they call these sliding doors moments in Hollywood, yeah. And that was very much one of them. And I would have probably, honestly, rather have been talking about that because it was sweltering in Atlanta, and I was, oh, it was a sticky, sticky week and weekend in the ATL.
Yeah, we got off the plane yesterday in DC, and we're in the jetway. We're not even exposed to the elements yet and go, oh no.
Yeah.
this is DC peak swamp right now, in more ways than one, but we're just talking about the weather.
I mean, exactly. And you know why? Now I am completely acclimated to California weather. I'm never coming back, not for any long amount of time, unless I absolutely have to. It's just too pleasant to pass up.
That's when people get me is for cold. They're like, didn't you go to Syracuse? I'm like, yeah, for 2 years. And I hated both winters. I grew up in South Carolina. I'm cold. Stop yelling at me.
Exactly.
We are going to talk. That's enough about the weather. Now to sports. MLB All-Star Game in Atlanta, MLB All-Star Week in Atlanta. James Wood is kind of the Nationals highlight. What did you think of him and kind of the reception of him, the star power element of him in the Home Run Derby?
I think he carried himself really well throughout the entirety of the weekend. I mean, he's a young kid. You got to understand that, the thing about the All-Star Game is that a lot of players, even veterans, do get starstruck, and it can be kind of, I don't want to say an overwhelming experience, but it is the kind of thing that has a lot going on to the point that some guys actually avoid it because the level of attention that you get from all sorts of parties around is very difficult to manage. I thought he did a great job with it. Not only did he perform in the Home Run Derby very well, he got about 15, I believe, and he was the first guy who went, and he still managed to do well. a lot of other players thought he was going to win, which to me is such an interesting accolade when your peers are like, oh yeah, we've seen that guy. He's going to get a bunch out. And so he had a good performance. He didn't win. Cal Raleigh obviously was on the heater of a lifetime this year with, you know, the Mariners catcher. He was not only leading the league in home runs, he also won the home run derby, and he hit from both sides of the plate. That was incredible. I'd say the best moment though, Craig, yeah, it's pretty cool. The best moment though, Craig, was, so I was in the auxiliary box, which is in left field at Truist Park. When Cal turns it around to the right side, he hit a ball that came straight at me, but I was behind the window. In front of me on the terrace were other daggone media members. He detonated some poor girl's laptop right in front of us, hit the thing. It went flying. Luckily, all was well, and she was okay anyway, and she got to keep the ball, and I think she got to meet Cal. So, yeah, that was the funny part about it, is that sometimes life gets real. It was pretty funny.
Wait, is there video of the laptop detonating?
I don't know. I mean, somebody might have video. I mean, it was literally in front of me. I didn't have enough time to react.
Yeah.
But I did take a picture of the end result, and there's like a streak on these, you know, on the top of the computer, and there's a mark on the ball. So luckily, nothing was actually destroyed, but it definitely went flying off that desk. It was amazing.
That's crazy.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. That's why you bring your glove to the game, kids.
Yeah, pretty cool. Well, you know, yeah, exactly.
If you're in the target zone. I'm curious, like, what did you make of the weekend overall? Clint Yates, ESPN's with us here on the Hoffman Show, fresh off MLB All-Star in Atlanta. I know the ratings were down, which, you know, is, I can't say it's surprising, but like, it's always interesting for, especially someone like you who just loves baseball, and for you're surrounded by people who love baseball. Like, who cares how many other people are watching? If you're you, I'm not saying like the league should not care about that,
well, I get it.
But like, what's the experience being on the ground in Atlanta?
I think it was a successful weekend. There were some issues, some controversy going in, well, because of, you know, the ABS challenge system, which I don't love for separate reasons. But
I want to talk about that in a second.
I know. We'll get to the ABS. I do think it made sense in an All-Star game context, and it worked just fine. Also, the ending was a little gimmicky. They do that home run derby swing off kind of deal. I think people don't understand, though, that the reason why they do that is because the starters have literally left the ballpark by the time you get to that stage of the game. They're not hanging around. It's kind of a break for them. And so as soon as they can go, they go. And a lot of people have issues with that because it sort of feel like it kind of cheapens whatever's going on. But I don't. I feel that, especially considering the fact that that game was moved from Atlanta to Colorado in 2020, whenever it was, and they finally got it back. Look, the Braves are a franchise that, again, Hank Aaron has been a part of that. All of those, you know, National League East division winning championship teams. The Braves have a serious history, and they honored Henry Louis Aaron in a nice way on the field. I thought they did a good job. My feelings about the heat of Atlanta and the swelteringness of the Battery as a location are one thing, but the All-Star game is kind of hard to screw up, and I don't think that that's something they did this year. And the players went back to their regular uniforms, so a lot of people enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, no, I always like that, or it's like, oh yeah, like it's all of the stars together.
Yeah.
I do think that, like, I don't know. I try not to be like, hey, these guys make a lot of money that often, but I do think it's like, hey, you guys are making a ton of money. You can show up for this. You can also support the other, like the guys.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave the ballpark. Like that's,
I mean,
like imagine you're the guy who is an all-star and you're finishing out the game and like, The starters are already gone. Like, that feels weird.
It is weird, but I think also if you're used to the grind of the regular season baseball schedule, these guys have so much to do every single day. They're at the park all the time, and any modicum of a break they can get, they take. And, you know, it's tough because as a fan, you look at it as like, oh my God, what's the big deal? All you got to do is play baseball. But when you're doing it literally
for sure
250 days a year, it gets to be a lot. And I understand why these guys want to get out of town and find some rest and relaxation away from the cameras and away from the fans, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Hey, got the jet waiting. Got to go. So the ABS system, we've talked about this before. I am pro robot umps on balls and strikes because I think that the whole point of rules is for them to be like, I human error is a part of the game.
Yeah.
The players, not the umpires. Your job is to enforce the rules. They're there. You are more of an old school thinker. You like the variety in the strike zones. You like the human error element part of it. In some ways, like the ABS is a nice, like where it's not just like there's a you just learn if you struck out or not by a dot coming up on the scoreboard. Right. But it's like, hey, man, you missed that egregiously. Tap the helmet. We're going to fix it. I liked it. I thought it worked well. The flow of it was great. That's where I'm at. What did you think being there and seeing it?
Let me ask you a question, Gregory. Are you a fan of speed cameras? Do you like it when you're going 3 miles over the speed limit and 2 a.m. and nobody's there and you get banged for $50 by a camera? Do you enjoy that?
No, but like it's not the same. I get the point you're making.
Do you enjoy it if you're out of town and you make a large purchase and your bank declines your card in front of your friends because, oh, the algorithm said that's not you? Do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy that?
No, well, that's a terrible analogy because I had the credit limit. Like, I didn't break a rule there. It just, that's a safety and security feature.
Okay, so you don't.
The speed limit camera's a good one. Like, that's a solid one. I'll give you that. That's a good analogy.
No,
the other one, I'm glad you workshopped it here. I hope you haven't used that on the air.
I have used it on
other air
before. Okay. The point is that, to me, it's just one of those things that, yes, there is a world in which people who care about this are satisfied by it. But you're right. I am a P1 baseball fan. To me, as somebody that grew up playing the game, that interaction is the fun part. And I know that rules are rules, et cetera, et cetera. But longer discussion, more existentially, the rule of law does not make right. But that's not really the point here. My thing is that if you get in a position where you've opened the Pandora's box to effectively eliminating the purpose of the umpires overall, you really are taking something away from the game that is difficult. And here's a couple of examples that I'll give you. Number one, a lot of the players don't like it. A lot of the players will tell you, this is weird. I'm not going to think about that. Like, I'm used to dealing with a bad call here and there. And quite frankly, sometimes I don't mind just yelling at an ump. It is what it is. It's a pitch. But I was talking to Cameron Maben on the show. He was a longtime big leaguer, won a World Series in 2017. And here's what he said that I actually thought made the most sense. He said, if nothing else, it actually gives you, forget about the actual replay, the psychological effect of an ump realizing that they could get shown up in a big spot might just make them lock in more. And if that alone is what the effect is, then that's a win for everybody. I would contend that if you want better umps, get better umpires, but I understood what his point was. His point was is that the whole entire exchange is messed up by the fact that nobody wants to look bad. Well, if you don't want to look bad, call the game the right way, because now there's something to show that you didn't in real time, and that I understood, especially coming from a former big leaguer.
Yeah, I love that, but I'm also realistic to the fact that these guys probably are about as good as you're going to get. Like, sure, there's some that are really, really bad, and, you know, like Angel Hernandez recently retired, and I don't think anybody was writing him. They're like, please, like, what took so long? And there is some tremendously bad calls that we've seen, including, like, the famous Armando Galarraga game and, like, other famous blowups where it's like, yeah, that pitch missed by a foot. Like, clearly the umpire had a vendetta, whatever. These balls are also being thrown 100 miles an hour. Now, like, not proverbially, literally 100 miles an hour. It's really hard to see, and they move. And so, like, I actually would hope that the umpires look at this as a thank you, as to be like, it is hard to do our job. This will allow us to administrate the game better. And if that's how they approach it, and that's how the players approach it, like, hey, this is going to help administrate the game better, which is ultimately, like, what I want to see happen with rules. Sure. Then I am for it. And that is both the sharpness and then, like, hey, if we do make a mistake, no problem. Like, I messed up. I'm human. Let's correct it. I'm not going to hold a vendetta against you for challenging it. Move on.
I don't disagree, but I do think there's something to be said about how this is going to genuinely affect the gameplay of baseball. Like, people act as if for years, strike zones being malleable wasn't kind of the entire operation. Dude, go back and watch Nolan Ryan highlights. Go back and watch Greg Maddux. These guys were not as on the plate as you think. And some of the greatest pitchers of all times knew how to work a zone because they knew how to work an umpire. And so that's something that I think we've got to take into account. There's more to this than just the rightness and the wrongness. It's the fabric of the game that is being chipped away at that. I'm not as angry as I once was about it, my analogies aside, but I do think that there is something that you're taking away because it also starts to affect the way that, like, kids view the game. The K-Zone has everybody thinking they're an umpire. Everything is a commodifiable data point. I don't love that. There's part of the game that's just you get out there, you throw it, you swing it, you get an out, or you don't. You slide. If you missed it, you missed it. You're in, you're out, you win some, you lose some. That's baseball. When we get too far down into these data sets, you're doing something more, and we don't live in a simulation, Gregory. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I don't want to say I've reversed course on replay, but like there are elements of replay in multiple sports, yeah, especially basketball, where I'm just like, what's the point of this? Like the correct call is what it does to the flow of the game. Like now we're talking about like a tip ball that for 100 years was out on the team that tipped it, but it like rolled off the fingertips of right. Like, I don't want to do that. But I do think like the thing that I've always liked about replay in all sports is like, let's correct clear and obvious errors. And so right. If you want to have a 6-inch margin, like if that pitch missed by 6 inches, it can get overturned. If it didn't, then not. Like I'd honestly be fine with that. But I think that's where I'm at. Like you and I actually agree on this a lot.
Right.
It's just like in that little fine gray margin is how much of this we actually want. But that's kind of where I'm with you on that. Like let's not ruin the game.
I can't remember whatever the calls are that the fouls that you can call that were not called on the floor, but if you see them in a replay, you can call them. Like that's the kind of stuff where I'm just like, no, thank you. And I don't want baseball to get.
Well, I actually like the proximate foul thing in the NBA because it's like but what they do, like I like how they do it. It's like we miss the call, right? So we don't call a foul on the player. Sure. It's for an out of bounds. It's like the reason the guy lost the ball out of bounds is because he's fouled. And so what they used to have is they used to have to overturn it knowing they missed a call. And now they just make the outcome correct without adding a foul to it.
Right.
I actually like that.
Again, the way that used to work in every high school basketball game we know is that you just gave the ball to the other team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, which is what they essentially do now.
I know, but I don't need a replay. I don't need to stop time for it. And that's all my point is that baseball forever was a game without clocks. It was a game that time just allowed to happen. And we're getting closer and closer to something that feels more like a video game than it does the actual game. And that sort of, in theory, bothers me probably more than the actual application of the usage of the system, to be quite honest.
It basically, we're both getting old.
Yes, correct. Right. I'm an old man. These are the clouds I'm yelling at.
Yeah, your clouds have less humidity in them than my clouds. And now we've come full circle. Clinton Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. Thank you, sir.
You love speed cameras. Goodbye.
Good gracious. Clinton Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. I do not love speed cameras. I do not love speed cameras. End of story. All right, when we get back here on the show that doesn't love speed cameras, one of two things is going to happen. We are going to talk to one of our two favorite guests, Kaylin Kaler. She is doing incredible reporting on the NFLPA situation, along with our pal Don Van Natta. They seem to be in like a heavyweight fight with Pablo Torre finds out to see who can find out more, and they're both winning. Lloyd Howell resigning as the executive director of the NFLPA last night. So we might talk to Kaylin. If she is still reporting. Anthony, I'll ask you. We can either talk about the Von Miller signing or we can talk to Sabrina Merchant and save the Von Miller signing for later. Which one would you like to do? Sabrina's flexible.
I think we should do Von.
All right. So either Kaylin Kaler, or we're going to talk about Von Miller and his signing to the Commanders. Next, we'll take a look at what's trending in the middle of the break as well. So we're locked and loaded here on a Friday edition of The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.